Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, July 29th. And I'm in the studio yet once again, trying to just to fix my equipment here, because I know it's not sounding right, but it's just in my head. But at any rate, I'm joined by the beautiful Katarina this morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. A very energetic, smiling woman.
I'm a morning person, Sam. I love the mornings.
That's good. Because I stay up late at night and I still get up early in the morning. So imagine a little sleep.
So you're energetic as well then.
Yeah, I'm always on fumes though in the morning, let me tell you. But yeah, because what I do, for example, is I'll have a coffee like around 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
So you can imagine that
will
keep me up, right?
Well, then you can't sleep.
And then I realized, you know what? I should just get decaf or something. Took me a long time to figure it out, but finally I decided. So, but no, I always work best at night, you know, when it's quiet and stuff. So there you go. So, you know, the adventures and the tribulations of owning a radio station, if you will.
And I think people have different energy waves, I think. Some people are energetic at 3 in the afternoon. Some people peak at midnight. And I think it's just a matter of finding out what your rhythm is.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So where are you? You're not from L.A., right?
Most people are not from L.A.
Right.
I am a Canadian transplant.
Wow.
Actually, yes.
How cool is that? Wow,
yes.
We have people...
Woo-hoo!
Wow! Well,
the Canadians are taking over LA Talk Radio.
We didn't realize. Yeah, we didn't realize our guests who are sitting by and will be joined will join us in just a few minutes. I guess they're Canadians too. So I have three to deal with today.
But we're nice people, Sam.
Yeah,
we're nice.
Definitely.
People.
I mean, Canadians. I can't think of one bad thing people have said about Canadians. Mm. You know, it's just like our good brothers and sisters up north. We're just the wild ones down here. We're the crazy one. Ones with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, for example. You guys will never beat us with that craziness.
Well, you know, it's funny because part of what I do is I produce a segment called Global Gab, and I gab about global issues. And one of the things I've been gabbing about this week and last week, of course, is the DNC, the RNC, the conventions, and what the rest of the world thinks of almost this reality show that's going on with this particular election. So we'll see how the next few months unfold. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a cool show. Why don't you promote it? Where can
yes,
people
absolutely.
See it?
So you can go to global-gab.com. That's global-gab.com. I put out a weekly YouTube video that tells you, fills you in on global news. Just because I think it's important, we are living in a global world, and it's becoming more and more so every day.
Right.
And I just want to help remind people that there's more than just Kardashians and football going on. We really
right.
need to band together and be aware of what's happening. And I'd like to bring that to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's cool, you know, because that's, I think the internet has allowed that. You know, I remember about, I think it was 9-10 years ago, I started writing a blog before they called it a blog.
Oh,
you
wow,
know?
Early days.
Because I just wanted to create a website with a lot of different ideas and news and discuss the news and stuff. And the internet allows you to do that, you know. And, you know, social media, everybody becomes a star now, you know. Everybody's star in their own minds, in their own little world.
Well, you know, and the nice thing is at least it allows people a choice.
Yeah.
Because we went from 4 outlets in the 1960s to 100 outlets in the late 90s, and now there's 4 million outlets.
Right.
And so people, you know, can get their information from wherever fits them the best, which is nice.
That's true, yeah. Mm. Except people have to be careful where they get their information, because someone wrote something interesting today. They said, you know, on Facebook, you got to be careful what you read and the sources, because blogs are opinion, they're not facts. And people forget that, you know. Usually people write blogs to give their opinions.
And I think one place you have to be very careful is when you're Googling health information.
Mm.
Because you have something,
that's
you
true.
Cut your finger and you're Googling, and this is not necessarily credible information that you're
right.
getting just because it's on the internet. So I'm always cautious when I'm Googling health-related issues.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, I have a couple of doctor cousins, so I usually call them.
Cool. So you're from Canada.
Yes,
where
I'm from
Canada?
Calgary, born
Calgary,
and raised.
Calgary, Alberta.
Yes, which That's is cool. Pretty much on the Rocky Mountain Trail, just north of Denver, north of Montana. And
is it cold?
It is cold there. Yes, it is. I mean, the summers are nice. We'll get decent weather for a few months in the summer, but it's largely a winter town, which is mostly why I left.
Yeah, right.
When I got old enough to realize that you can live somewhere voluntarily with sunshine all year round, I thought, wow, that sounds good.
Yeah. No, I know, because I asked people, I said, you're born and raised in cold. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you'd be used to it. But people say, you never get used to the cold, you know? So it's amazing to me, you know, that it's that extreme.
You know, when you get to a point where it's minus 40, and literally your skin will freeze in 2 minutes of exposure outside, it's not so much
That's
fun anymore.
That's really cold, right? Wow.
But, I mean, we have the mountains. It's beautiful. If you're a skier, if you're into nature, it was really a lovely place to grow up. So, Shout out to Calgary.
Awesome. Did you have a nice childhood? I mean, do you have siblings?
Yes, my goodness. I am so blessed in so many ways.
Wow.
I have such a wonderful family. I have one sister. So there's the two girls growing up.
Uh-huh.
She is absolutely by far my best friend in the world.
Wow.
And we are very close. The thing is that she lives in the Bahamas full time. She's married with a baby, yes.
Wow.
And so
what
her life
place
is up
live,
there.
Huh?
Well, the wonderful thing is I get to go visit quite often.
I guess you do, right?
So instead of spending winter in Calgary, I'm now spending winters and Christmases in Bahamas.
Wow.
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah. How does someone end up living there in the Bahamas?
Oh, I mean,
did
goodness.
She follow a guy or
you
something?
You know, she followed her heart, went on vacation, and met him while on vacation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So again, when you're in that good place mentally, spiritually, and things just fall into place.
Yeah.
He was working out of there and invited her down, and next thing you know, they've been together for 9 years.
Wow.
Yes, and they're expecting baby number two, so we're waiting
cool
for a new
that,
baby in
right?
October. I'm so excited.
Yeah. You know, this is ironic, but one of my first co-hosts, I think she was the second one, she went on a trip to Australia, met this British guy who was also traveling there. She decided, hey, I'm moving back to Australia, and she married him.
That's
and now
how,
they
that's
have two
how it
kids,
happens.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice to go on vacation and meet your spouse, you know?
I think you go
spouse.
And you're in a relaxed state, and you're just happy. And when people are happy, they attract other happy things. And
that's true.
So I guess it's time for me to go on vacation soon.
Yeah, there you go, right? So now, briefly, what made you decide to move to the state?
Okay, so my travels have been a little bit eclectic. I left Canada, and I actually moved to Europe. I left Canada 10 years ago, yes, and I moved to Europe. My family is Greek, so I...
So is that where you moved to Greece?
So I moved to Athens, and I based out of there, and of course just had the pleasure of jumping around all of Europe, because once you're there, it's literally $60, 60 euro, and you can be on a plane to Rome, you can be on a plane to Lisbon.
Wow.
You travel so cheaply once you're in Europe, so I took advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I lived in Athens for almost 5 years, loved every minute of it. It's such a beautiful place. For anyone that hasn't been, please put Greece on your list.
Did you get to learn a little bit of the language?
And I thankfully did grow up speaking some Greek, but of course being immersed in the culture there day in, day out, you know, you become much more proficient at it. So I got to a place, I'm excited about this, that I was finally able to read the Financial Times in Greek.
Really?
So that's pretty good.
Wow,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a really nice opportunity to move to Miami a few years later, and that's what I did. So most recently I've been living in Miami. And
very nice. Did you like it there?
I love Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but you ended up here.
But I ended up in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
So why did you leave Miami?
So I am here now actively pursuing a career as an on-air personality and host.
Wow.
I have a number of years in media relations is my background. I'm a communications and media relations consultant and specialist.
Wow.
And it was just a natural evolution for me to come and actively pursue being on air.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go to school to do that?
I went to school. I did international business in school.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yes.
My brother did the same same thing, and he lives in China now.
Okay.
So yeah. You never know where you'll end up, but you like traveling.
And it's funny because I've been to China with work many times. So next time I go, I'll hit your brother up.
Yeah, okay.
What's his name, Sam?
He's actually visiting here now. They're in Vegas for a couple of days.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I'll give you the name later.
Sure.
The listeners don't really care.
Okay.
So, well, welcome to L.A.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And I wanted to, so I just wanted to bring up a couple things with you as far as the news, just to acknowledge that Hillary Clinton, I guess like her or not, made history last night.
Officially made history.
Right?
First woman candidate for president. Yes.
Yes, in the United States, which is amazing. And like her or not, which I don't, I appreciate this moment in history. You know, I was happy when Obama won as well. And although I did hope for change and hope and never got any of those. So, but that's for another show. I just wanted to congratulate her and people that like her because, and just the United States that we got to this point, you know?
It's a big milestone. Absolutely it is. And, you know, when you look at how much has happened within the last 100 years that has led us to this place, I think it's fantastic for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just say to people, be careful not to vote for her just because she's a woman, you know? Because if you're a one-issue person, you're going to be disappointed, you know? And the thing is, I don't think she wants to be elected just because she's a woman.
No, and it's the same reason I don't think Obama wanted to be elected just because he was, you know,
black.
Exactly.
Right.
And
that's
true. I think most Americans are smart enough to look past that. I think most people are looking to understand the issues.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hope that they are.
Yeah, I know. I hope that they are, too. That's not necessarily the case every time,
no.
You know. But yeah, so big headlines and everything.
Did you hear her speech?
No, I did not. I did not. For two reasons, really. One, I didn't have time. I was busy.
Mm-hmm.
The second was I don't really care, you know. I'm not in her camp, so.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put in a little note here for anyone that did hear it.
Yes.
I have not been overly impressed with Hillary's charisma.
Right.
I think her political background speaks for itself, and 30 years experience is a wealth of knowledge that I think she brings to the table. I was really blown away by her speech last night.
Wow.
Yes,
really?
Surprisingly so. I think she came to the table with a lot of passion and a lot of, I really felt her for the first time, I think, ever over the course of her career.
Wow,
that's good. I do give her that shout out. She did a very good job, in my opinion, last night.
Yeah. Well, I'll catch up on that. I read the newspaper every day, so I'm sure they're going to have the speech in the paper. And so I'll catch up on that. No, because, and I've said it on the show before, I also maintain a lot of friends that do not hold my political views because I want to know what the other people think. You know, you don't want to live just in a box where the reality is only your reality and people that agree with you.
Well, I think part of the fun of it is a healthy debate.
Yeah.
Right? That's what makes us human, is my opinion, your opinion. I like green, you like blue.
Yeah, exactly.
And we duke it out, so.
Yeah, there you go. All right, folks, well, we're going to bring in our guests right now. We have two...
Canadians.
Yes, Canadians that are promising to be fascinating guests. So I'll just ask you guys to get close to the mics. And we have Len Rosen and... Hannah, right? What's your last name, Hannah?
Lochner.
Okay. You see, I didn't get a chance to look at it yet because I wasn't sure. They said you might show up, so I wasn't sure. But Hannah Lochner it is.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. So you guys, Canadian, are you visiting us now or do you live here?
I kind of go back and forth.
Oh, really?
Part-time Toronto, part-time here.
Oh, in Toronto.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
And Toronto's great. I actually spent a good chunk of time in Toronto as well, and it's a fabulous city. I love Toronto.
It really
is.
Happy place
for me.
I've been there a couple times. I had a long-distance relationship with a woman there, so I was going there like every 3 weeks, you know, and I knew the town like the back of my hand, but long-distance relationships don't work, at least not for me.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and Len?
Toronto.
Toronto as well.
But I've, interesting you talked about China. Interesting you talked about China. I've lived there for 6-7 years.
Wow.
A shout out to everyone in China. I love China.
What part of China were you in?
Shanghai.
Oh, lovely.
And Hong Kong. Mm. And Guangzhou. And Shenzhen. Okay. Everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a certain connection to China.
Has always had a connection for many, many years. I mean, China is just... It's a beautiful country. It's rich in culture. I mean, going back, I mean, just you can't imagine. I mean, I just love the people. I love the culture. I just love it. And China, I've been up and back. Believe me, when I come to L.A., it's usually either from China or from Canada or wherever. So I've done that flight that, well,
hours.
From L.A., it isn't too bad. It's about 10 and a half hours or something like that. But when you do it from Toronto, they're talking now 14 and a half hours.
Wow.
You just got to make sure you pick a few good movies.
And, yeah, there you go.
You know,
I know those long long flights. Sometimes when I'd go to Israel, it's a 14-hour straight flight. And you can go crazy. I don't think I could do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I really don't. 14 hours is a long time, you know, in a tin
can.
You get
used to it.
Yeah, that's true. Hannah, have you been abroad at all? Other than, I mean, Toronto, the United States, have you been to any other?
My dad is actually from South Africa.
Oh, okay.
So that's also a very long flight.
Yes, wow. I lived there for a year, actually, 25 years ago.
Wow.
Where in South Africa are you from?
My family's from Stellenbosch, but like more Cape Town.
Oh, more Cape Town.
Yeah.
That is like, South Africans like to say it's the most beautiful place in the world, right? Cape Town.
It is one of them.
But yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a beautiful place if you ever get to go.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
to travel, so I'd love
if
to
you,
see South
definitely
Africa.
Definitely somewhere you want
to
go.
Yeah, yeah, you go to the Cape and it's the southernmost tip of Africa. Yeah. You get to see the two oceans meet.
Yep.
You don't really see it, but, you know, you pretend. But it's amazing. So, yeah. So, well, that's great. Great. So when did you guys move out here? Now, you see, now I'm not surprised that she's from Toronto because there's a big South African community there.
Yeah.
In fact, the girl I was seeing was South African that moved from Toronto, that moved to Toronto.
Oh, there's so many synergies.
Yeah,
this
right?
My goodness.
Well, a lot of Canadian connections here. Wow. Very cool. So, and your mom is also from South Africa, or is she
No, my mom's originally Canadian.
Oh, so she's Canadian, yes. And they met in where?
That funny, we were talking about this earlier, too, about, like, the traveling and meeting thing.
Uh-huh.
Because my mom and my dad were actually both traveling in Key West.
You see?
When they met.
Wow.
I'm going on vacation, Sam.
Yeah, there you go. You're hanging around the wrong crowd. Very cool. So, let's talk a little bit, just explain to everybody why you're here, what it is that you guys do. Len, you're a filmmaker.
Yeah.
And an actor.
That's
and
correct.
You do a lot of different things. So you're a creative type in entertainment.
That's correct.
Yes. were you born in Toronto and
yes,
raised?
I was born and raised in Toronto.
And do you have any siblings? Or,
yes, I have a younger brother who currently lives in New York in White Plains. It was both of us growing up with our parents in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Nice childhood?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful
really?
Childhood.
Now, Rosen, that's probably Jewish, right?
Yeah.
So you grew up Jewish in Toronto. It couldn't have been too difficult, right? I mean, Canadians are very tolerant of Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We're Canadians are tolerant of quite a, like, everybody. I mean, we're just like,
true.
You know, we love everybody.
It's like, we don't
gotta,
care.
You know,
yeah,
we go around the world and, Canadian, you know. So, we get along with everybody.
Yeah. You do until somebody's going to decide they don't like you anymore, like an ISIS group or something, you know.
Well, yeah,
and then they draw you into that hatred.
But the thing is, though, Sam, that, you know, with Canadians, we also treat immigrants very differently.
Yeah.
And so we're inclusive of them. I think that's what's helped keep the terrorism down in Canada.
But you see, I think maybe it's the other way around also. Maybe because there's no tourism, then, you know,
we're nicer to them. It's sort of
yes,
a chicken and egg, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we won't get into friggin' politics today because...
We've got a creative people
I mean, we have a lot of different people. You know, we have Jewish people from Toronto. We have Canadians that moved to Miami and now they want to go on a trip to meet someone. And of course, we have a South African expat here, and so that's cool. Now, Hannah, how did you guys connect? Did you meet each other in Toronto?
No, we met each other here, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was starting the show, It's Len Show, and I was reaching out, and I actually met Hannah and her mother, Leanne, a little while back around March. believe it or not. I think it was a nightclub, actually. It was just one of those laid-back nights, and I was there with a friend of mine, and we ran into each other, and I'm like, wow, these people have a lot of energy. They were dancing. They were really? So friendly to talk to, and I said, I got to know these people, and I took their number down, and then fast forward several months later, I'm putting together this show, and I'm like, wait a minute, I remember Leanne and Hannah. I reached out to them again, and we came together, and it's just, we're like a family now. Wow. It's just, it's just wonderful. They're lovely people, and I already, you know, like, I mean, it's just going amazing so far. We've clinged together in this link to bring this, all this talent we're bringing together to the table to bring, make the show a reality.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So has the show started yet?
We are in pre-production right now.
Okay.
So it's the exciting part. We just finished a sizzle that we're pushing out there. It's very exciting. We have so many wonderful people aboard our team. Like I said, it's myself, it's Hannah, it's Todd Hornsby, her father, and it's Leanne Hornsby, her mother, and it's like a family unit, and we're all just pushing together. We have Gina Marino, we have Ariana Serena, we're just bringing over, we have Chandra Graham, we have wonderful people that we've brought to the table. These talented people and these multiple personalities that is going to, whenever later I tell you about the premise of the show, you'll see how this all fits
because
together.
I'm really curious now.
I was like, here's all these people, but we don't know what's going to happen next.
Yes, you know, how do they all fit in here, right? I know. So so tell us, what type of a show is that?
It's a reality comedy. So basically you're talking about something similar to Curb Your Enthusiasm or Trailer Park Boys or something to that extent where it looks like a reality show. In essence, it's a comedy.
Okay.
But we've got that reality feel to
it.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, some of it will not be scripted. See, that's the whole beauty of the thing. You got to watch to know what is scripted, what is not.
Wow.
Yeah, some improv definitely going on, I feel like.
Exactly. Basically, the premise is that there's this young lady who lives in Los Angeles, and she is struggling. She's a struggling actress. She can't find a part. She's failing auditions. She's losing her job, you know, the whole bit. She has been in communication with her stepbrother, who lives in the Arctic Circle. That's me. And basically, she reaches out to her brother, and they've been communicating over the years. And she said to her brother, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to go home. Her parents are calling her home. And all of a sudden, her brother says, well, what if I help you pay your rent and get by in exchange for, can you help me sell my Arctic films in Hollywood? Because her brother's sitting around doing odd jobs, doing polar bear films up there or whatever he does. We'll figure it out. And then he comes in. And then he helps her, but now you're getting this character that I've developed over the years and I've used in a lot of comedy sketches I've done. This boy trapped in a man's body, fish out of water. You're going to combine Mr. Bean, Jim Carrey, John Ritter, Jerry Lewis into one.
That's going to be pretty funny.
And so you've got the slapstick, you've got the childness, you've got the awareness, you've got the whatever. And then, exactly, whatever. And then here it is, this guy who's lived in the Arctic his whole life, and he's coming to Los Angeles, California, to Hollywood. Now, this is even a foreign place to people who have lived in a city their whole life. Because it's like, you know, it's just another world. I love it, but it's another world. You know, I love you, Hollywood, but you guys are crazy. You know, you're just different to us up there in the north. Anyway, but no, seriously. So this is the premise. Hannah plays the best friend of the main character, Gina. Hannah's the lovable hippie character. And she's very innocent and very balanced and very calming. But at the same time, she's also shares that ignorance that my character shares. And because Hannah believes that everybody can be peaceful, everybody can be, you know, but she gets involved in a lot of things that Len does, but turns out, you know, Len gets himself into trouble, and Hannah doesn't know trouble, basically. She's just so calming.
Right.
So then you've got her, the calming influence. Then you've got Gina, who's like, you know, really trying to bring things together, and she's got this short temper and everything, her character, that is. And then you've got all these other characters coming together. Like, you've got, they've got another Hannah will have a roommate that will be Ariana's character, who's like a talent agent who's trying to push forward and trying to put the, you know, trying to be the practical person. Okay. And then you've got
got all different characters.
It's just
in there.
All we're going over.
Yeah. Don't give us the whole show.
I'm not giving in the whole show.
Then nobody will want to watch.
Exactly.
But this sounds fascinating. Now, Hannah, so this sounds like a part you could sink your teeth into. Tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, you've done some work before this, right?
Yeah, I started pretty young when I was about 4.
Really?
Wow.
So that's like what, acting and things
like that
you were doing?
Yeah, acting.
Oh, wow. And but did you understand what you were doing at the age of 4?
I mean, it was just super fun to me.
Yeah, right?
Like, were you doing commercials, Hannah?
Yeah, I've done a few commercials. I worked pretty consistently, luckily, since I was that age. So, I mean, when I was that young, yeah, it was just really super fun. And it continued to just be really fun for me. So it was almost like not even like a job.
Well, you know, Toronto is a big media center for movies and film. And so I don't doubt that you had opportunity after opportunity if you're good, which you clearly are.
Well, thank you. But yeah, most of my work I've done is from Toronto.
Yeah. So you probably never thought, well, I'm going to do something else. Obviously, acting is what I like to do. It's fun for me. I'm getting good at it and stuff. Did you have to go to school? Or not have to, but did you choose to go to school for it too?
I went to high school. I went to...
No, I meant like acting and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't really do any
acting. So you developed that on your own.
I did a few classes and stuff like that, but never really acting school.
Right.
I went to an art school, though.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the Etobicoke School of the Arts in Toronto, and my major was drama, so that was good practice, too.
Yeah. Wow. If you majored in drama, obviously, you know where you were going with this.
Yeah, and for some of my school career, I was homeschooled, like, with a tutor because I was on set.
Oh, wow. And usually those end up being like good students, right? Because you get like a one-on-one thing, right?
Yeah, I've had a lot of really nice good tutors in my school career, so I'm lucky, yeah.
And then, you finished school and stuff. What did you do after that?
I did a Disney series that I was on for multiple seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
She said it like it's not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. I was just on a Disney show. Oh, well, excuse me. Let's hear about that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's a Disney XD family channel in Toronto. Here it airs on Stars Kids.
Uh-huh.
It's called Winging It. Super, super fun.
Wow.
Kid show, yeah.
Very
but
cool.
But also has some like subtle adult humor in it too. So,
Hannah, what did you think of Len when you got the call?
Oh, we just like instantly clicked, I feel like, when we met.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so I mean, I love Len. He's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's funny, we haven't known each other for very long, but it's like...
Yeah. It's just one of those things. We forget we met in like March briefly for like one evening. And then we didn't see each other for several months. And all of a sudden, hey, it was like a couple days ago we just saw each other.
Like let's collaborate. Let's do something together. Sounds cool.
Working with Len too, like he's just so fun. Like I said, just really fun.
Yeah, sounds good.
His head's getting bigger as the second goes.
My head's
big enough. Your show
sounds No.
Very cool. So this is where are people going to be able to watch the show? What's the distribution like for the show?
We're currently in negotiations with several subprime and subscription networks, so that will be passed out there. Keep checking our Twitter page and following up with that. Any other, we're in develops with our website and everything. So everything is getting crunched and put together right now, so definitely keep looking at our Twitter page, at It's Len Show.
Okay.
So keep following that because everything's going to sprout out of there. And we're looking to push this for the fall.
Sounds good.
So, great. Yeah.
Now, so have you had this idea in your head for a while that you wanted to do something like this?
This idea is kind of like an idea that kind of merged out of this thing I used to do when I was very young, back when I used to have my dad's Super 8 camera. I used Super 8. Now, for those of you who don't know what Super 8 is, I mean, in case for our younger viewers, it's film. And since I was a little kid, I was like, film, you know, non-digital. No, but I was a little kid. And
those little cameras, those noisy cameras. That
oh, yeah, the noisy, yeah. Expensive 3 minutes for $50. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. But I was just doing these comedy skits, watching the legends growing up, you know, Benny Hill and all those people, and imitating, copying, and revising. And this character I developed in the show is, like, as I say, it's an offspring of all the comedy skits I've done with that similar character. And I've always wanted to put him in a show premise, but I didn't have that outlet until now.
Right.
So now I've just decided to go.
That's
that
cool.
Way.
So it's something, it's like a natural thing for you that happened, like... like a Seinfeld, right? I mean, yeah, that's why you call it, it's Len. I mean,
it's
all...
Well, we know how it worked out for Seinfeld, right?
Yeah,
so
well,
you know, Len.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, you do it like, hey, it's all about me, you know?
My friends would
if you
call
don't
me,
like it, yeah.
Say, Len! You know, so I said, okay, it's Len, you know? Yeah. Well, fine, you know? So that's how it came about.
That's cool. Now, so Hannah, you play a role in the show as well. Tell us a little bit about the role. What is it? Name of the character?
Hannah.
Oh, it is Hannah.
No,
okay.
I'm telling you.
Well, might as well if it's Len.
I call the characters after the real names.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure there's creativity in this show?
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute here.
No, okay, but that sounds good because people don't lose their identity, sort of, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but won't people confuse the characters with the real
Not at all. Actually, I want the people who are watching to feel like they know the characters and the characters exist in reality.
Mm.
So basically, when they see Hannah in the street walking around, they say, Hannah! And Hannah! You are Hannah! It's like they become part of the show and they become... Right. You know, connected with the character and also the real life person.
Right.
So it's Len, it's Hannah, it's Gina. These are all their real names.
Okay. All right, so let's hear about Hannah. What, I mean, is she similar to you on the show?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think I'm pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
Maybe she's kind of like this fun-loving, easygoing, like hippie girl.
Yeah. What's a hippie girl? What does she do?
Like, you know, back in the 60s, man. Yeah. Peace, love, you know.
She's very calm, chill.
She's very calm, smoking weed and stuff like that.
Oh,
right?
No.
Not on the show? Well, they did in real life. You better do it. You don't have to use real weed on the show.
Oh,
but
by the way, on that note, a shout out to our writers out there, Ron Stell and Al McDermott. I love you guys. You're amazing. You didn't hear that, okay?
I didn't hear that? Okay.
Anyway, to continue.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, but when I think hippies, that's what I think about. Because I grew up, I wasn't a hippie, but I grew up in the 60s and 70s. And I remember what it was like. You know, it was easygoing. Everybody was like, I mean, our biggest worries was like to cruise down Fremont Street. I lived in Vegas at the time. to cruise and pick up girls and go to parties at the mountains and stuff, you know?
Fun time.
With kegs of beer and, yeah, I mean, it was amazing.
What was it like?
Just like that. So, now, but your show takes place in the present, right?
Yes.
Okay. And where does it take place? In L.A.?
In L.A.
In L.A., too. Wow, so you've had a connection to L.A. as well.
Yeah, L.A. is a place that's always been this goal of mine that I refuse to quit at. I mean, I, as a Canadian, and I'm sure all of us in the room, except for you, my friend, can vouch, or all our Canadians out there, you know, being a Canadian, not being, you know, at first coming here and only being able to stay a limited time, obviously, with your passport, you're coming in, Canadians can stay up to 6 months, you know, without any kind of, you know, residency or whatever. So you basically come in here, you know, you got a limited time, you start knocking on doors. I was so wet behind the ears when I came here.
When did you come? How long ago?
I started coming to L.A. in 2005. Mm.
Okay.
And the first thing I did was, well, I got to find an agent. And oh my gosh, was I wet behind the ears. I walked into William Morris. I need an agent. And you are... You know, I mean, that was the most, but they say, no. We got to say, you're brave, you know?
Yeah, and right? I just have to premise that for the viewers, for the listeners. William Morris is one of the top, probably three agencies in all of LA.
It is, and I got to say,
USA,
William Morris.
So that was aggressive.
That's right. Yeah. I got to say, William Morris, they were, I got to say, they're lovely people. They were very friendly to me. They were very kind. They sat down with me. They explained me the way it is and everything.
Nice.
But you know what? They were wonderful.
Yeah.
They were wonderful. I love them.
So they took the time to set you straight and
they
go.
They did because
yeah,
I
you're going about
of,
it all wrong.
Because I heard a lot of horror stories, you know, the laughing out the door and that. But William Morris, no, I was lucky. I got in. They talked to me. And then I just went back and rethought what I had to do. And I did several films. And I won two film awards, and then I got a chance to work with Polly Perrette, who stars on NCIS as Abby, and she's a wonderful one. She's become like, she's family to me. I love Polly. She's amazing. Right. And I did a music video with her called Beautiful Child. If you want to see it, you can search on YouTube, Polly Perrette, Beautiful Child. We did it for the Trevor Project, which supports the LGBTQ community. And I'm always a strong advocate for that community. And so we got together, we did some projects. So yeah, she's wonderful. And that kind of, by stepping stone, project after project, got me to where I am now.
Very cool, very cool. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Len Rosen and Hannah Lochner from the show It's Len. That's what
right.
the show's called. Now, we have a little sizzle reel for the show. Let me just play a couple minutes of this.
Okay.
So we get a little bit. So, I mean, so you've already taped some of the show, right? I mean, how many episodes do you have?
Well, no, we're in pre-production right
now. It is pre-production.
Pre-production
so
right
what
now.
We're going to hear now is what?
It's a sizzle, actually, we put together more for our pre-marketing. So we basically created a lot of scenes from scratch that we are currently in pre-production.
I see.
About
okay.
To film.
So it's not like it's been filmed already and you're picking out the parts. You're making them specifically for the reel. Amazing stuff.
We are currently in filming right now, but
right,
I mean,
I
this
understand.
Particular is like we did it for just kind of like a little taste, right?
Right.
Throw it out
okay,
there,
well, know? Let's listen to some of this. You guys can also later check it out on YouTube and see the video part of it, but let's check it out.
Don't leave me, Jason!
Not angry enough.
Fool, don't leave me, porque yo sé que tú sabes que yo sé donde vives, eh?
Get out!
Whatever, okay?
Girl, I can't afford my rent no more. I'm probably gonna get evicted.
Let us meditate. You can fade away all that worries you.
This incense stick is making me like gag.
This one will stop you from gagging.
Yeah, girl, I feel way better already for sure. But mommy, I'm like almost like the Kardashians.
You know, maybe I should just pack it in and go home.
This is cool. I like this. Yeah, you guys will have to watch the video part of it, too. It's pretty cool.
Where did you say your brother came from again?
You know, girl, the Arctic, outside a very little town named Tena. He said he would help me pay my rent, food, just in exchange for me helping him break into, you know, Hollywood and stuff.
Okay, very cool. Well, obviously, there's silent parts here where you have to watch the video, but this is funny stuff, you know? I mean, I like it. I like it. And I can see now how you look like that hippie and stuff with all the incense. They're like smelling incense, getting high on incense or whatever. Whatever this is, you know? But very cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to this. So when can people expect to actually see this? When are you going to...
Well, as I mentioned, we're in pre-production. Our aim is, our target is the fall season. So keep looking at our Twitter page and we'll have updates there very soon. We're kind of just going to just surprise it on you like, boom, like this.
That'll be cool. Well, yeah, but... Well, I don't know. Is that a good idea to surprise it or to surprise people, or do you want to really like promote the hell out of it?
Well, we are. We are right. in promotion heavily right now.
Right.
You know, the promotion's going to be getting heavier and heavier, and we basically, you know, we're pushing it out there. So, like I say, Twitter. Our Twitter page is our center hub, and you can basically see everything from there. It will be heavily publicized, definitely.
Awesome. So now, I mean, so this is cool now because now you have so many more opportunities to distribute your shows, right? So you know how it used to be, if you can't get into TV, forget about it.
Forget about it. But now you've got even sort of the Hulus and the Netflix. And then you have even more of the independent digital channels that you can create your own.
Right, exactly. And that's what you're doing. I mean, you're creating your own channel if you have to.
We're going big.
Yes.
We're going big.
Awesome.
Very big.
Awesome.
Well, and you know, I like the fact that you're adding a little bit of value in the sense that you're making people laugh. That's your goal. And people always like to laugh. I think it's
definitely
nice to be offered something new.
Of course, especially, you know, what's going on today, you know, the people need a little laugh. Of course, nothing what's going on today is funny at all. But I mean, we need a little bit of side humor to like kind of put ourselves in this mode of peace, because it's, you know, society, what's going on now, it's very heart-wrenching. And we're bringing a lot of, you know, understanding, because the character of Len is not all comedy. There is a lot of seriousness to it, too, because you got to remember, you're taking a guy like Len, who's a child, and putting him into a society he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of surprises in the show. A lot of surprises, not only funny, but a lot of...
How much of this was based off of your experiences here?
50% maybe, but Len's a little more daring than the real Len. You know, he's a little bit more, you know, but anyway.
This is like your alter ego sort of thing.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The kind of guy I want to be and the kind of guy I don't, you know. So,
Well, that's cool. Now, so let me ask you this. I mean, doesn't it make you sometimes feel a little apprehensive that people will know so much about you as like personally? I mean, do you want... You feel okay with that, right?
I feel perfectly fine.
Bearing your soul to everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's my take on comedy and my take on, you know, the world. And I want people to enjoy the show and feel that they can be a part of it.
Right.
And feel that they know me. And, you know, like I say, if I'm walking down the street and somebody says, "It's Len," it doesn't bother me.
No, that would bother you, but what? So, but you're okay with revealing your insecurities, things like this that people may try to hide.
Oh, well, like I say, the beauty of the show is you don't know what's real and what's not. So maybe some of the parts of Len might be my actual insecurities and some might not. But we all have insecurities.
Absolutely. It's just that I'm not proud of showing them to people, and I would be apprehensive about it. But at the same time, you know, when you write a biography or something, you write a memoir, you reveal a lot of yourself too. So
sure.
I think that's part of the artistic expression, there's no doubt.
Oh yeah, definitely.
No
definitely.
Doubt. Awesome. Hannah, what's in store for you once the show starts? Where do you see the show going? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, hopefully. I believe in it a lot, so I see it going far.
Right. So do you think this is going to consume most, if not all, of your time in the next few years? Yeah, right.
I do.
Well, you're doing whatever it takes, right,
yeah,
to do it. So it's more than hoping. You're working towards it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know? That's very cool. So you guys are actually living here now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
okay,
for the time
cool.
being, absolutely, because of the show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because of the show, did you think of maybe inserting some Toronto parts to it, like Canadian parts?
We'll see. It could go anywhere. This show could go anywhere. There's millions of possibilities.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it a half hour, an hour? How
half
are
an
you
hour.
Seeing it?
Okay. Half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many episodes have you written so far?
Oh, God, we've already got, like, back scripts for like 2 seasons worth of ideas and everything like that, and constantly coming in. Like, I've written synopses with the writers for like 2, 3 or more seasons. Like, we're just, ideas are pouring in every day. We have people coming up to us and saying, "You know where you should do next? Did you do this?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know." So we're constantly being...
Yeah, and the great thing about Len too is he's very open, like, as a director, he's very open to ideas and like people like getting involved and
great. So you'll take input from the actors.
Oh, definitely.
As well.
From the actors, from the gaffers, from the sound. I don't care who it is. Even the guy just happened to be hanging around. I have no problem taking input, because what makes a great film or television show is not from one person, but from a collective.
Right.
And that's the way I've always felt.
Yeah, it's hard to do anything big by yourself. You know, you gotta have people around you and stuff.
Can I give a quick shout-out to Todd, too?
Yeah, give a shout-out.
Oh, Todd.
Give a shout-out to everybody. Who cares?
He's my stepdad. He's in the show, actually, too. But I feel like he was involved a lot, so I just wanted to give him a shout-out.
Yeah, why not?
Todd is amazing. Mm-hmm. He is an extremely talented musician.
Uh-huh.
And like Todd Hornsby's fantastic gentleman. I enjoyed working with him immensely, and your mom, Leanne. I mean, both of them. I mean, everybody is just wonderful. And Todd has inputted so much as far as ideas, as far as, like, I mean, he's even helped out with the filming of the sizzle reel. In a lot of cases. I mean, him and Leanne and everybody, I could say everybody as a collective, inputted so much into this. And I'm proud of all of them. And Todd, we love you. And Leanne, we love you too.
That's amazing.
I mean, everybody.
I know you're listening, Mom. I love you.
We're you're not far away.
Right. So. Now, I would imagine you want this to be more than just a hobby. You want this to be something big. Are you treating it like a business? I mean, are you like, is this something you do on a shoestring? Do people actually participate in this? How are you financing something like this?
So far, what's been put out has come out of my pocket. I mean, basically. But we have, you know, we have financiers obviously coming aboard. But I mean, basically, till that point when financing came in, till that point, I did whatever I could. Any project I did.
Yeah.
I mean, when I, just to give you an example, the one I told you I did for the Monaco Festival, Fallen Leaves, Golden Sky, that was done on a budget of only a few thousand dollars. Now, people might think that's ridiculous. And actually, there was a post-production company at that time that wouldn't help me with the post-production because they thought it was ridiculous. They said, this is, you know, small fry and all that. So I went home and took my little laptop, which was 7 years old. It was choking to death, and I managed to edit that film, and it won an award next to these other films that were in budgets of 800 grand and up.
Congratulations.
So that's what I, thank you. What I tell, and I'm not saying this because I'm trying to say, oh, I'm so great or anything. I'm trying to say this because I like filmmakers to know, get it done.
Right.
Do what you got to do. Get it done. And for goodness sakes, don't let people, I don't care how many years they've worked in the film industry, I don't care how many people they know, well, we've been in this industry for years and you've got a real piece of crap there. No. You take your quote-unquote piece of crap, you get out there, you put it in front of people, and you get it known. Filmmakers are artists. They are creative.
Right.
And if one person turns them down, another person's going to take it.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, your chances are 50-50. You know, it's a numbers game probably. But you have to be, you have to have a thick skin, right?
You've got to have a very thick skin. You can't get anything bothered.
Yeah,
yeah. No way.
How many years have you lived here already in L.A.?
I've been going back and forth for about 13 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but which is home for you, Toronto or here?
Toronto.
Really?
My home, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I have to say
I love Toronto.
I have to say it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love LA, of course, but it's very different. Yeah, Toronto's definitely where
yeah, that's where you grew up. That's where most of your friends are and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the longest stretch that you ever stay in LA?
I normally do about 6 months.
Oh, 6 months.
And it depends.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that far. You can go back
yeah,
and
back
forth.
And
like
forth.
You said,
yeah,
like you used to go every couple weeks.
Yeah,
or something,
every
right?
3 weeks, man. It killed me. That thing killed me. Let me tell you, you know, talk about long distance relationships. I don't recommend, you know, I've had a couple of those. And it sucks because you really want to be with a person that you're in a relationship with, you know. You don't want to only be able to talk to them. Yes, now the Skype, you can see them and stuff, but it's not the same. It's not the same. You know, if I have a girlfriend or something, you know, I want to be able to say, hey, come over so I can hug or something.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know,
or let's
so
go to a movie
snuggle.
Or let's
right.
go to the grocery store. Just
right.
have that companionship.
I feel like affection is very important.
Right, yeah. So since you live in both places, be careful where you connect, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe have two lives in both places.
Oh, no,
how,
I don't know.
How would that be?
A double life?
Yeah, there you go, you know. That'd be amazing. A husband in Toronto, a husband in LA.
You know, that's a little bit harder to hide these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a woman, too, and you can have kids, you know. It's a whole different ballgame then.
Wasn't so, this kid redheaded last time I saw him? No,
yeah.
honey, he was always brunette.
Yeah.
Hannah Lochner, where can people find you?
Online,
I mean,
yeah,
social
online.
Media?
Yeah, online. I do Instagram. It's just at Hannah Lochner.
Okay.
H-A-N-N-A-H, backwards and forwards. Lochner, L-O-C-H-N-E-R.
Cool. And Len Rosen, of course, the show is It's Len. It's going to debut later this year, would you say?
Yeah. Actually, so still very soon.
Very soon.
Like
awesome.
I say, we're aiming for the fall season, so just keep checking out At Its Lens Show.
Yeah, and let us know once it's out. You can come back and we can promote it. And actually, we can talk more specifics about the episode and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know? Awesome. Well, again, the Twitter link for this is where?
At It's Lens Show.
Very simple.
There you go.
Anything else you guys want to plug? Any other people we didn't give a shout out to?
Can I just give a shout out to the firefighters right now out here around the world, and especially going on here?
Yeah.
All the firefighters out in Santa Clarita.
Okay. Who else are we shouting out to? To the parking attendants? To everybody, yeah. Okay, so we're just about out of time. Today's Friday, right?
Today is Friday.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, everybody enjoy a great weekend. Katerina, I wanted to thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having
me, Len. It was amazing, of course.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Yes,
and
there
Len
you go.
And Len and Hannah, it was so lovely to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
So, awesome. So much success to you guys with
thank
the show.
You.
Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.